This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico is suing the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission over concerns that the federal agency hasn't done enough to vet plans for a multi-billion dollar facility to store spent nuclear fuel in the state. In a filing today, New Mexico says the project would endanger residents, the environment, and the economy. New Jersey-based Holtec International wants to build a complex where tons of spent fuel from commercial nuclear power plants around the nation could be stored until the federal government finds a permanent solution. State officials worry the state will become a permanent dumping ground for the radioactive material. The commission says its follow-up procedure and an environmental review was done. The complaint filed in federal court contends the commission overstepped its authority regarding Holtec's plans and that granting a license to the company could result in imminent and substantial endangerment to New Mexico. The state cited the potential for surface and groundwater contamination, disruption of oil and gas development in one of the nation's most productive basins, and added strain on emergency response resources. New Mexico lawmakers are embarking on an unusual legislative session that may focus entirely on the legalization of recreational marijuana. Efforts at legalizing the sale of cannabis to adults 21 and older faltered during the regular annual session that ended March 20th amid divergent views about government oversight of a lucrative market. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has called back legislators to the State House to hammer out an agreement on thorny issues of tax rates on pot sales, precautions against child access, and court procedures for reversing past cannabis convictions. Negotiations are well underway in private. The special session will begin tomorrow. Lujan Grisham's administration has pushed for close oversight of marijuana markets, including possible caps on licenses and the amount of marijuana grown. Legalization skeptics have cautioned against any regulations that create a government-sanctioned monopoly that might hinder opportunity. A security fence erected around the New Mexico State Capitol in January was dismantled over the weekend, removing the most visible sign of the unprecedented security measures taken by the state after the January 6th riots in Washington, D.C. Workers were seen Saturday taking down segments of the chain-link fence and loading them onto a trailer. The fence was erected in Santa Fe and guarded by National Guard soldiers and state police officers following the U.S. Capitol riot. The added security cost at least $700,000, with over $15,000 spent on renting the fence, according to a March 12th response from state officials. State Democrats, who have set the rules, have touted an increase in pandemic-era participation by the public via Zoom, saying that remote options for comment are making the legislature more accessible to people across the large rural state. Comments were also allowed to be phoned in. The practice could continue even after in-person public comment is allowed. State Republicans have criticized remote participation and the fence as a limit on civic participation and expression. New Mexico is trying to make it even easier for residents 75 and older to get vaccinated. The state health department announced today that people in that age group will no longer need event codes in order to schedule appointments to get their COVID-19 vaccinations. Instead, those who are registered with the state will get invitations and will use their confirmation codes and dates of birth to schedule appointments. In all, more than one quarter of New Mexicans have been fully vaccinated. Just over 43% have received their first shots. Under the state's vaccination distribution plan, healthcare workers, nursing home staff, and residents, all New Mexicans 75 and older, as well as those 60 and older with chronic health conditions, are being prioritized. The state is aiming to open up eligibility later this spring as part of a push by the federal government to get more people vaccinated. The health department said vaccination events are being scheduled at senior centers each week in one of the state's four quadrants. This is KUNM.